For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Gwadnin, and I've got your BYU Idaho Radio Evening headlines for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. A woman in her 70s is charged with multiple counts of grand theft after deputies say she stole thousands of dollars from a water company she used to work for. A deputy from the Limhi County Sheriff's Office received a report of embezzlement at a local water company. According to the probable cause affidavit filed by the sheriff's office, there were several pieces of evidence, including bank documentation, copies of checks, copies of cash receipts, and other documentation to support the charges against one Catherine Bailey. During the course of an interview with Bailey at the sheriff's office, she admitted to writing extra paychecks for herself and stealing cash from bank deposits. The thefts amounted to over $10,000. Bailey was charged with four counts of felony grand theft. Each grand theft charge holds a penalty of 1 to 14 years in prison and or a $5,000 fine. The Idaho Falls Fire Department will conduct a live burn training on Milligan Road and Snake River Landing tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. They also trained today as well. The IFFD wants to warn the public that they may see light smoke and flames coming from a vacant house on the west side of the Snake River throughout the day. The live burn is the culmination of a 10-week recruiting academy and an opportunity for those recruits to learn how to safely and effectively fight fires in a controlled and supervised environment. The IFFD has been using the donated structure to train their 15 new recruits over the past couple of months now. If you have a structure that is scheduled to be torn down and are willing to donate it to the fire department for training purposes, please call 208-612-8495. Brigham Young University in Provo recently conducted a study about young women who serve missions for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Student reporter Celeste Simmons has a look at the results of that study.
For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons. Many young adults who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints take time away from their normal, everyday lives to serve as missionaries. While on a mission, missionaries don't have jobs or go to school. All their time is devoted to sharing a message about Jesus Christ to an assigned area of the world. A recent study done at Brigham Young University by librarian Maggie Marchant and Professor Dr. Jocelyn Weigel examined how missionary service helped young women in regards to their education, professional career, and personal growth. Marchant and Weigel looked at women with lower test scores. From this data, they compared the women who went on a mission versus those who did not, and found that those who did serve a mission were more likely to come home and be in limited enrollment programs, which require another application and are more competitive. Marchant found this to be the most interesting find in their study.
So we're seeing that there's something about the mission experience that is making these women more competitive in these situations.
When BYU Idaho student Sophia Hancock returned from her mission, she had a newfound confidence and decided to change her major from psychology to biology and natural sciences.
I just received promptings on my mission. Like, I've always wanted to do something with biology and with animals and stuff, but I think on my mission, I kind of became more confident in myself and my abilities, and it just felt right.
Along with benefits, the study also looked into drawbacks of missionary time, which included financial costs and a decrease in the chances of graduating college. The study found, however, that although there is a risk of not returning to college after a gap time experience, 96% of women who took time away to serve a mission returned to college. Macy Holmgren from BYU never felt a lack of motivation in getting her degree upon returning to school after her mission.
I've always wanted my degree. My mom never got her degree. But she served a mission, and I think that did have an influence on it. But my parents really pushed me to get my degree, and I've never had any doubts about that before.
Marchant said that a mission experience has the potential to benefit someone for the rest of their lives. She believes that family, friends, and leaders should offer support as young women embark on and return from a life-changing experience. You can read more about the study at byu.edu. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons.
Thanks for making us a part of your evening routine. These have been your evening headlines for March 22nd, 2023. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. The news doesn't sleep, and neither do we. Join me again tomorrow for more local news for BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Chandler Guadagnino.